March 8th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series where we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about the issues that affect us here in our beloved Waukesha and in the world around us. I am your host, Don Brown, and I am coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beloved Banting Park. I am joined by my faithful and very capable producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who is at the WAUK studios in Radio Park on Victory Avenue. I love saying that. And calling a little bit of an audible this morning. Our first guest was supposed to be school board candidate Sam D'Amico has not appeared, and I'm thinking worst case scenario, and I hope he's okay. I hope if there is an emergency, Sam and his family are doing well. But I regret to say this is the second time that Sam has been a no show. He was invited as a call in guest from back when Max and I were doing radio. I think that was as early as December. And so same thing. And so it's not really trending very well for Sam. And so assuming another scenario that I'm being ghosted, that doesn't bode well for an 18-year-old candidate. The ink on his high school diploma is barely dry. And he's running for local office for the second time, which I applaud. We do need more people like Sam in the world. And I would argue that because of what's going on at the national level and global level, which is quite frankly frightening to all of us, our democracy, our way of life is under attack, is being threatened. Again, we do need more people like Sam running for office, engaging with, talking to their legislators, making issues, raising issues. Democracy is not a spectator sport. However, by the same token, you have to honor your commitments. And again, I'm not the most important person in Waukesha, but I believe as a former alderman and a community leader that I'm still an influencer and want very much anybody I have, whether I agree with them or not, their politics, I want to give them a platform for them to share their message, their vision, especially here in this election season. So very, very disappointed on that front. And especially since we have other candidates that want to appear on the podcast here and with limited space and time. Again, I'm very disappointed there. So, but again, assuming it's an emergency scenario, I hope everything's okay with Sam D'Amico and his family. So, but in light of that, some other last night I received some very, disconcerting, alarming, distasteful media, some campaign literature that was actually texted to me last night. I'm hoping I can find it here. Let's see. Yes. Here it is. Yep. So it's kind of old news now, or at least most people know about it. A couple of weeks ago, 15th District Alderman Corey Payne, who was a recent guest, he's made three appearances on This Week in Waukesha, and he came on about a month ago. He is running for a fifth term as a 15th District Alderman. And he was arrested for what I believe was charges of, what's the term? Stalking, yes. Stalking a former girlfriend. And this former girlfriend and her child were involved in this arrest that he was involved in back in, I believe the year was 2022, where there was, he was accused of, I guess, slapping this ex-girlfriend's child on the knee or something like that. And what ended up happening is I think there was a guilty plea, but he was given a year of probation. I think the court had recognized that it's not a pattern. There's no pattern of child abuse in Corey's history. And so, but In any event, the postcard came out. It says breaking news. It's got his picture of his, in his orange jumpsuit, like a mugshot. And it shows like Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline, a Fox News Milwaukee headline to the effect of Waukesha alderman's sentence for slapping of child. Waukesha, yeah, very, very similar. On the back of this postcard, it then says a child abuser does not belong on city council. And now, I don't want anyone to think that I condone any type of abuse. That's nobody condones that. I don't. And I certainly don't. I'm not defending Alderman Corey Payne in this scenario. The stalking, again, I don't have enough information about that. I know it's a former girlfriend. I'm not really. But again, he's cooperated with the police in both instances. And he's been an alderman for four terms and has established a reputation as being a fighter for keeping taxes low, fiscal responsibility for the city government. He does have a reputation, and I remember from my time on the council, he can get very loud, he can get very boisterous, he can be very outspoken, he can be very, antagonizing. He's had many verbal scuffles with Mayor Riley and with other council members. And so he doesn't have a lot of friends in City Hall, but he'd always been very popular with his constituents. He has fought hard for his district. And what I'm appealing to people is to, you know, whatever candidate you decide, his opponent, by the way, Rico Camacho is my guest in 2 weeks on the 22nd. Looking forward to having him. He's young. He's a teacher. He's a single father. He's second generation Waukesha resident. Deep roots in Waukesha. Catholic Memorial High School graduate. He's got a very active campaign too. He's had events in the past to promote his candidacy. He has events coming up. I believe there's one. It might be today or tomorrow at Maddie's, the lounge there in downtown Waukesha in the afternoon. So he's creating opportunities for people to meet with him and to engage. And so, you know, kudos to Rico on that aspect of his campaign. What's most disturbing about this postcard is it did not come from Rico Camacho's campaign. It came from the Waukesha County Democratic Party. Now, people on the left, registered Democrats and left-leaning folks. And I believe I belong in that ilk, although I've demonstrated some bipartisan and even some, you could say, Republican beliefs. But we didn't never like it when Republican candidates are doing the same smear campaigns. And a lot of times it's their PACs, their PACs, or these groups that the GOP has no control over. The candidates don't necessarily have any control over. And there's a lot of smearing and there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of misinformation for sure. I'm still very upset at Senator Ron Johnson, who came to our city the day after the Waukesha parade attack occurred for the vigil when I was still alderman. And he went out of his way to introduce himself to me and thought that was very nice of him. And he seemed very nice, very genuine, very sympathetic with what our community was enduring. And so, okay, hats off, you know, Ron Johnson. I thought that was a nice gesture. But then you fast forward 8 or 9 months after that event, and I'm watching the first football game of the year, NFL football game. It's a Thursday night. It's my favorite team from childhood, Buffalo Bills, and they're having a great game. They're crushing the LA Rams at their stadium. And suddenly a commercial comes on in like third, fourth quarter. And it's a smear campaign against Ron Johnson's opponent, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, an African-American candidate for U.S. Senate. And it has his picture, like a mugshot, right next to the offender that was convicted in the Waukesha parade attacks. And they use some sepia to make them look like their skin color is even the same or similar, like they could be related. And it was just a terrible smear campaign ad. And Senator Johnson and his campaign actually had plausible deniability because it was one of these PACs or one of these groups that had paid for and produced the ad and put it out there. This was a television commercial. But this postcard that's being sent to residents in the 15th district was produced, and it has her name on it, from the Waukesha County Dems. It says in the disclaimer, paid for by the Waukesha County Democratic Party, not authorized by any candidates or candidate committee. And so, you know, they let Rico off the hook there. But again, this is coming from the party and it's in poor taste, especially when one of the things we pride ourselves in Waukesha city politics is that every elected office from the city council to the mayor's office are nonpartisan offices. Now, that doesn't mean you can't seek support from a local party if your politics lean that way. But oftentimes that doesn't serve your interests well. That turns people off. And I remember from my own campaign going door to door, 2 out of every 10 people you visited would ask, are you a Republican or a Democrat? And I would answer that honestly. And I have not been registered with any party in many years. I grew up in a very Republican town. My parents were Republicans. A lot of our closest friends were Republicans. I had even espoused Republican values in my youth and my upbringing. And Jack Kemp was my congressman, who many historians would remember was the conservative icon. However, I also had immigrant grandparents. My father's parents came from Ireland, got out by the skin of their teeth during a very bloody and violent civil war that followed the war for independence. And they found their opportunities through organized labor in the unions. And so they gravitated towards Democratic politics and became Democrats. And so my grandmother was a big influence on me. And then I also, one of my legislators, at least for the first year of my life, was Senator Robert Kennedy Sr. It kills me that I have to say senior now, because junior is just diabolical and really is a disgrace to everything that family had stood for and everything the Irish and American stood for. So, but in any event, my two big influences were the liberal icon and the conservative icon. But Robert Kennedy Sr. is also a vehement anti-communist. He was part of a plot to kill Castro. He, we're all alive today because the way that, you know, it may not have been the best presidency, but the way the two Kennedys handled the Cuban Missile Crisis, we're all alive because of that. Jack Kemp, again, very conservative, wanted to recall the gold standard, but he was also in favor of integrating public schools, which wasn't really popular in our town. But as a former professional athlete on two championship football teams, he understood the value of inclusion in the workplace and having your best talents, regardless of their background, to be a part of your team. And so your point being is that partisan politics does not belong in our local elections, especially the brand of smear politics that the Democratic Party of Waukesha County put out there. That is a page right out of the book of MAGA or the far right that many of us disdain, find very distasteful, and plays into misinformation. So I'm hoping that when Rico Camacho comes on my show, and Rico's already spoken, he's not interested in exploiting this any further. At least, you know, that's what he said. And he wants to talk about the issues, why he thinks he'll make a good candidate. And we could certainly talk about Corey Payne's campaign as a legislator serving 4 terms, part of the only father-son aldermanic duo in the city's history. And so with that, I thank you for joining us in this first podcast. Stick around for podcast 2. We have Ken Spencer, a candidate for the 8th District Common Council, running up against two-time incumbent Beth Moulton. And so really looking forward to that. But thanks for letting me vent a little bit, share my frustrations. Politics is not a spectator sport, but it's also a sport that should have rules and fair play. And we should be discussing the issues openly with respect for each other, with civility and understanding at the end of the day, we're all on the same team here. So thank you again for listening in. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and see you for podcast 2. See you.